A brief review of the news from the war in Iraq now. An attacker drove a pickup truck into a group of soldiers at a U.S. base in Kuwait today. Military officials say between 10 and 15 people were injured, but none killed. U.S. bombing attacks today are targeting Iraqi military sites in Baghdad. U.S. Central Command says the targets include a presidential palace, a military intelligence complex, and the barracks of a paramilitary training center. In Doha, Qatar, General Tommy Franks, commander of Allied troops, said in a briefing this morning that oil fields in the south of Iraq have been secured and that a terrorist facility in northern Iraq has been destroyed. Despite some reports of a pause in the drive to Baghdad to let supplies catch up to the troops, Franks claimed the campaign is continuing as planned. He said Allied troops will prevail. 36 U.S. troops have died in the war thus far, including 4 killed yesterday in a car bombing at a U.S. checkpoint. 29 of the deaths have been in combat. The Pentagon says 7 Americans have been captured and 16 are missing.